next case, please.
The next application is 11,902. Janet S. Weissman seeks a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Pebble Drive, approximately 1,156 feet north of Thoroughgoods Road. The 911 address is 118 Pebble Drive, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 233, Map 6, Parcel 163. Specifically, they're requesting a 4.2 and a 4.1-foot variance. Received no letters in support, one mail return. We did receive one letter, and it is from Jeffrey Waxman. And as the owner of the adjacent property, I am opposed to any new construction or additional modification that would violate the side yard setback. However, if this variance is for only an existing portion of the current building, I have no objection. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dustin Oldfather, 116 West Shore Drive, Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So as the criteria for the variance request, item number one, or criterion number one, the property was built in 1979, and it appears that because of either a difference of the original survey and the recent survey, or perhaps to accommodate the septic field on the right rear corner to be within the setbacks, the original builder encroached on the left setback. This encroachment was discovered in a recent survey as part of a contract to purchase the home. As to criteria number two, because of the property orientation, existing foundation, drain field, and attached mechanicals to the property, cannot reasonably be moved within the setbacks. The property is offered for sale at $174,900. The current seller has dementia and is living with a family member in her care in North Carolina. So curing the encroachment would be onerous to the seller. As to criteria number three, a buyer wishes to purchase the property 1818 Pebble Drive with the existing dwelling that is 10 feet 9 inches from the left side of the property. The applicant is requesting a 4-foot 3-inch variance, as I think it was already described. With regard to the character of the community, the Sandy Beach community is eclectic and has been developed over several decades, and it represents approximately 50 mature properties of a similar style and age. The subject home, 118 Pebble Drive, has obviously existed for almost 40 years without objection and is in clear character within the community. As to criteria number five, the variance requested is the minimum variance to afford for the applicant.
Okay. Thank you. We'll start with any questions for you, Mr. Russell.
So it's an existing non-conforming property that's been there 40 years. Correct. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And it's on the market to be sold.
It is under contract. This is was discovered in the survey and has been holding up the settlement at this point.
And you said part of it is restricted by the location of the septic system?
Perhaps. It's difficult to say what the builder was working with 40 years ago. It could have been the survey. You may have moved it because of the septic field, which is on the right rear of the property. I can't say. I can only say that it's been where it's been for quite some time, and moving it would be onerous to the seller.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Butler?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Did Janet Weissman buy the property already developed, or did she develop it?
That's a great question. I know that she purchased it in 1979, but she has dementia, as I stated, and she's not able to be here as well. So
we'll just assume that she bought it with the property or the house on it for purposes of not created by the applicant?
Fair enough. Yes, sir.
Or she doesn't remember.
That would be a fair...
That wasn't funny. Process. I'm sorry.
No, I
didn't intend for it to be. But, okay. And since it's already developed, then that's the minimum to afford relief. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Thank you. Sure.
Just to point out, looking at the application, it looks like it says Miss Weissman purchased it 23 years ago, which might math would be 93, I'm guessing,
okay,
when this was purchased. I take it that's correct, Mr. Oldfather, as far as you are aware?
The disclosures that I have said that she bought it 37 years ago. Perhaps I missed it. Perhaps I have incorrect information.
I think he's referring to what,
page 3 of the application.
Yeah, it's written where it shouldn't, nothing applies.
This is property was purchased by Ms. Weissman 23 years ago, so yeah. Wanted to clarify that point.
Under the special use exception.
Paragraph 1. Page 3.
Recorder of Deeds in Book 1923, page 330, mm-hmm. Policy.
I was working from the seller disclosure. I apologize, I didn't see that. That item was actually was entered by her sister, so her sister would definitely have knowledge of the property, so perhaps it is. That's accurate.
So you believe that's true and correct? Okay. As far as the house itself, I presume it's stick-built, not a mobile or anything?
It is a modular-built home, yeah.
Okay, but it's on a foundation?
Correct, it's on a foundation.
No additions that you're aware of since she acquired the property?
No.
Right. I have no further questions, thank you.
All right.
Just out of curiosity, your affiliation with the?
I'm the realtor.
Realtor, okay.
Yeah, the cost of an attorney was not in their budget, so I'm here just to do the best I can to help them.
I understand. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Got one.
You in favor or opposition?
Opposition.
In the middle.
Well, you need to come up and be sworn in then so we can.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Basically, from looking at this with the being 10-foot setback in the AR, needing the variance, if I'm looking at that for the AR, for the zoning in there, and comparing it to the GR, with as many cases as you have come in here between the 10 and 15 feet on the side setbacks, if you're looking at that, you wouldn't know the difference between a GR and an AR lot. Is with these variances come in here, how can you make a decision on approving it or not approving it just by looking at it with the 10 foot to the 15 foot? Whether AR, they're both pretty much identical. Why would we even hesitate between that 10 and 15 foot for the AR and GR and side setbacks having people come in and pay the fees for something where the county code, the ordinance for the side setbacks should be 10 feet versus 15 feet for the same structures on the sides?
Are you questioning the difference between a GR and AR setback requirement?
I'm questioning with these, the zoning, the variance for the 10 to 15 feet where the people are coming in.
Well, maybe you
10
need to.
10.2 feet in where they're coming in for a 4 foot variance or coming in at 14.2 feet and missing by a little bit with this hearing for the Board of Adjustments is for considering them. If GR is basically considered almost AR, AR is considered GR.
But they're not the same. They're different.
They're different.
One's AR, one's GR. They have different setback requirements.
Okay, counties have always told me that AR basically is GR and GR is AR.
No, who told you that?
Who's us?
They are different districts, Mr. Rieger. If there's a concern that you have about what those setbacks are, staff can either answer those, or if you don't think that those are appropriate setbacks, that's something that county council would have to deal with, not the board.
Yeah, Okay,
I just couldn't understand.
Sure.
Yeah, that doesn't have to deal with his case.
And Mr. Rieger, I know you're here. Do you have any particular opposition or support of this application tonight?
My support is that it should be approved. Shouldn't have been here because it should have only been a 10 foot to begin with.
So we can mark you as one in support of it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay. Hearing no opposition, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that since the property was purchased by the applicant, already developed, it creates a a hardship and that wasn't created by the applicant, obviously, and therefore the need for variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property or continued use, or the sale of that property. I think that there's a not necessarily a uniqueness to the property, except we did hear testimony that there was a septic to the right side that may have skewed the structure on the property. It's been on the property for many years, and I would say at this point it has not and will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion we approve case number 11,902.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,902. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,902 is approved. Okay?